number 11,105, Charles and Susan Critchley, east of Route 299 Bay Farm Road, north of Marina Bay Circle, being Unit 29 within the Peninsula Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Charles Critchley, and I live at 33479 Marina Bay Circle in Millsburg.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Chuck Critchley. I'm here this evening representing my wife Susan, who is present, and myself. We are new full-time residents of Millsboro. This evening, we are, as owners of Marina Bay Unit 29, we're requesting approval to construct a patio that includes a 36-inch seating wall in one corner. The seating wall would be located less than 5 feet from the rear property line. With concurrence of our adjacent property owner, the only one we have, Marina Bay Unit 29 requested approval of a proposed patio design by the Peninsula Community Association Architectural Review Committee. The committee opined that the inclusion of the 36-inch seating wall in one corner of the patio made it subject to the requirements of Chapter 115, Article 185, Subsection F of the County Code Book, which states in part that accessory buildings may be located 5 feet from a side lot and 5 feet from a rear property line. The Community Architectural Review Committee approved the patio design for construction subject to the Unit 29 owners obtaining a variance from Sussex County. And the Unit 29 owners are here this evening requesting that such a variance be granted. With regard to the standards for granting a variance, our property is very shallow in depth. In fact, shortly after signing the contract for a construction, we were informed that they would have to cut 1 foot off the depth of the house to sit it properly on the lot. The proposed patio that we're requesting would allow for an outdoor table with 4 chairs with little additional space. The seating wall was added to the design just to allow us to have some limited additional guest seating. I suppose the next comment I would make is about the character of the neighborhood and its effect on the character of the neighborhood. The patio, I think, will be aesthetically pleasing and will be built with quality materials. As noted, the Architectural Review Committee has approved it, subject to us obtaining the variance. The patio would not change the flood heights. It would not pose any public safety concerns, and it would not create any additional public expense. The property behind the home at the end of the grass area is 17 feet of open space grass area, and behind that then is 20 feet of a sloping bank that goes down to a pond. What I've included in the package following the comments we're talking about is that I've included the Peninsula Community Association's conditional approval with the stipulation that the owner must obtain a variance from Sussex County. The next document following that is the indication of approval of our planned project by Denise Parkerson, who is our next door neighbor. And following that is more information about the patio itself. The first drawing with the color green on it is the contractor's design. And the page following that is a drawing that was done by McCrone Engineering, and what they did is they took our property plot and superimposed the patio design on it. The only comment I would make about that is if you look at the seating area as shown on McCrone's drawing here, it looks like it goes all the way to the edge of the house, but if it doesn't, it's the design that you see on this drawing is what we're actually proposing to build. The final document is the overall plot as received when we bought the property. And again, lot 29 is my home. Unit 28, which you see, is Denise Parkerson, the neighbor who expressed approval of the patio design. Where you see unit 21, that's an empty lot. It's owned by Peninsula at Long Neck LLC. They're in South Carolina. And I'm prepared to answer any questions that you might have.
Did you say lot 31 is vacant?
Yes, lot 31 is vacant, yes.
Okay.
Is that the lot you just referred to? It's owned by South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay.
When you got the permit, what did the permit say?
The permit for for the patio?
Mm-hmm.
No, when I spoke with the Sussex County about obtaining a building permit,
mm-hmm.
They said when you get the Architectural Review Committee, when you get the Peninsula Community Association approval, bring that with you when you come to apply for your building permit.
Okay.
And so the Peninsula Community Association letter to us said, once you get the variance, come back to us. We'll issue an unconditional letter.
Got it.
And then I can go and get a building permit.
Okay. Tell me why you don't think you're creating your own difficulty here. Tell me, I'm not too sure I heard you address that.
I'm creating my own difficulty?
Yeah. What would it be for you not to have a seating area for your guests?
One of the standards for granting a variance is the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty cannot have been created by the applicant.
Well, I understand that you can have a flat patio that goes all the way to the property line.
Correct.
Okay. And the limited space that we have doesn't really allow for much in the way of guests.
But how big's your patio?
I think it would be something like 25 by 9, I think.
25 by 9?
10.
25 by 10. That's a pretty big patio.
25 by 10.
Yeah, that's a big. That's a nice size patio.
Well, the table we're putting on is a 70-inch table. So if you put a 70-inch table and four seats at the table, then you can't have any guests other than, say, two people at the table, which in our case would be my wife and myself and two other people, which isn't much if you're going to have guests to your home. The way I viewed it, I guess, was that the addition of the seating area doesn't pose any difficulty for anyone else since we have no owners in back of us at all, and it's not visible from the street, and therefore we thought that it was reasonable to request that a variance be granted.
Okay.
Sir, you have a porch in the front, too?
A small porch, yes.
What size is that?
It's probably about 5 feet wide and about 12 or 13 feet long.
Cool. And you got a grill and all that tied into that? I see in the front of it.
No grill in the front. The grill would be in the... If you're looking at... If you look at this drawing, the house is here.
Yes.
This is the backyard.
Yes.
we have a screen porch, small screen porch.
Okay.
And steps, and the grill would go next to the steps on the back. So this is all the backyard.
And on the opposite side is where you want the wall, right? Seated wall?
Right in this corner?
Yes.
Right here is?
Yes.
Be a small wall.
He wants a wall on both, also there.
In that corner.
Oh, you want a wall on both corners?
No, just in one corner.
Just in one corner.
Just in one corner.
Oh, your drawing showing on both.
Oh, well, we're just gonna have the seating wall.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it is showing both. Yeah.
Both the drawing and the survey are showing two.
It does show, the drawing shows the wall. It does show that wall.
Okay.
But you're only going to put on one.
But there was no comment from anyone. When we made our application to the Architectural Review Committee, they never raised a question about this wall, but I see that it's a 36-inch wall, yes.
Which is not going to be.
If it's okay to have it, I guess we would have it.
So the wall is going to be the seating area too, on both ends. Are you saying the wall is going to be a seat too?
No, the wall and the grill area, no seating.
Okay.
The only seating is here, and that seemed to be the item of contention when we were told to apply for a variance.
That is correct, because the grade slopes. So that's why he needs the variance for the seating wall on that side.
On that side. Then slope on that other side.
Was the house built for you, or was it previously built and you bought it?
No, it was built for us. It was constructed by NV Homes.
Okay. Because the question Mr. Rickard asked regarding the not being created by the applicant, you've addressed in writing that the Unit 29 property owners, which I assume is you,
yes,
had no control over lot size or placement of the primary structure. Why didn't you include something like this in your initial building plans?
The builder has... whole series of packaged options you could purchase with a home, and a patio was not one of them.
Okay,
that answers it. Thank you, Mr. Mills. That's where I was going with that.
You're welcome.
So the porch you have now is not big enough for it?
No, the front porch is just, it's more decorative than anything. It has two chairs on it and a little table.
Okay.
This will be made out of masonry product.
Yes, it's. I have that information here, but yes, it's standard pavers from a masonry contractor providing them. Yes, I have the information if you need that. Mike.
The wall with the seating, if that was not there, would you still be able to sit people there?
There would just be a flat patio there.
But you wouldn't be able to put a chair or anything where that wall would be?
No, that's part of the problem. It's a very narrow space. So if you put a table and four chairs in this space, and I think what we'd do is we'd put those on the diagonal. There's and a grill. There's very little extra room.
So how many do you think you'll seat in the other part?
Excuse me?
How many do you think you would seat in the other, what you're adding on?
I think we could probably sit two on each section, so I think four.
On what you're going to add?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Any other questions from members of the board or council? Chair hearing none, is there anyone here in favor of the application? And we do have correspondence.
No.
No, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application. Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,105 under advisement.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made to take case number 11,105 under advisement. And seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion's carried. What that means is the case has been taken under advisement. At the end of our hearings, there may be deliberation and a decision may be made tonight, or it could further be tabled until another meeting. And either way, you're welcome to stay if you'd like, or you can call the office in the morning and they can tell you the outcome. We also have the internet that you can watch deliberations on as well.
Okay.